Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
That's our next webinar. It's Tuesday, September 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And one of our beautiful community, Kirk from Long Island, has emailed me and said, you know, Dee, I want to start Rest, Give, and the Flow by donating $100. And how he would like for me to use that is that people that need help with the flow, if you want to do this webinar, he will donate $10 of your $30. So I'm asking you, please, if you don't need that help, please don't email, just sign up on your own. But if you need the help, we've got, you know, $10 toward the first callers that ask us for that. There's not a way you can sign up for it, so you'll have to email me and say, yes, I want to take you up on Kirk's offer. I'll put in the 20 and let Kirk put in the rest of the 10. So I really want to step forward and thank Kirk for being the true example of what Rest and Give is. You know, that's the basis of tithing. Also is when you put out, you give back. When you give back, you put out. That sounded rather sexual, but you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I just want you to know the opportunities to receive are more present than ever right now. Your job is to create yourself being in harmony and creating your energetic atmosphere to allow it all to come in. Now, they've given me two pieces of information that will, of course, you know how this goes. As soon as I create an intention for a webinar, information starts coming in. And this is the first two things they want me to bring into you about Rest-A-Give, which is receiving and giving at the same time, right? It happens like a hug. A good hug, people receive and give in exactly the same moment. So one, if you are even wondering if you are allowing the flow, you're not. Let me read that again. If you're even wondering, if you have to ask yourself, gee, am I allowing the flow? That means you're not in your knowing. That means your horror line probably isn't straight, strong, and through the ID point. And you're wondering if you're doing it or doing it right. Okay? That diminishes your clear knowing and direction that I am allowing all flow of Rest-A-Give into and from my life. I'm sure when most of you think about flow, the emphasis is on receiving. So I want you to start looking at that because it's got to be a balance. Sending out, bringing in, sending out, bringing in. That's what flow is. Okay, number two, flow isn't always connected to the obvious result. In other words, you could ask for flow coming into your life, whether it's flow in a relationship, flow in money, flow in work. And we talk about this often on the show, and it comes in a way that you wouldn't possibly be able to conjure up in your imagination. It really does come from world of all possibilities, and usually, for me anyway, oftentimes anyway, drops in from the most unexpected place. So your job is to just send out the love, send out the joy, send out your tithe, and then allow it to be delivered back to you in the best possible way for all energy concerned. Okay, so that's really the beginning of the webinar right there. I want to remind you that Jennifer McLean's new series is springing off. I will be doing her series in the spring, but you know I'm a big supporter of Jennifer and her work and most of the people that she has on that. So please support that. Check it out if there's anything that interests you there. Okay, now this is what was so exciting that came in this week. I was helping someone with health issues. And what I heard very clearly is that he had a virus in his energy. And then they changed it to a virus in the energy. Now, let's go back because, you know, they've been using me, teaching us that we are our own computers, right? And really using the computer as the whole metaphor for the creation process. So when we get a virus in our computers, that denotes a negative, right? A virus comes in and shuts down the system and alters, well, it doesn't shut it down, but it infects the system and alters the system and how it produces. Okay, so to make a long story really short, and instead of going into how we got to this, what we ended up with is that there is literally a virus of joy that is infecting the collective consciousness. That is a very, very, very exciting thing to me because a lot of our work has been focused on helping create that in the collective consciousness. That means the virus of joy has seeped into our hard drives of the creation of us and is literally changing the system, our operating system. Now, I want to go back to what Jeannie brought in a couple of weeks ago with her question about why when we're doing the work, doing the play, creating consciously, why do we still have a lot of these health issues? And according to what came in, there is also a virus of non-choice. And so if we are living in the virus of non-choice where we are not choosing joy, that crashes, for a better word, that crashes the system. So that virus overtakes the virus of joy and leads to a lot of anger. We are, and these were the words they gave me, sickening our own systems with our lack of choice, which leads us to be angry at ourselves. We are damaging the hard drives where the original downloads of love and peace are programmed. And again, this is a part of allowing the flow. And that limits us allowing the flow. We blame the world for it being gone, but but we simply have to clean our hard drive and restore the program of joy. And particularly, I want to address, this is very important today with this new, you know, ISIL beheading that happened. I am urging you not to become involved in the drama of that. I am urging you to stay present and consciously create the harmony and frequency of joy and peace and love, so that we're not trying to rid the world of these things. We are focused on holding the frequency where these things are not even allowed. Okay. Is there anything else? I can go to the calls. All right, here we go. Actually, I think I would like to start with, I see Kirk's here, and he's not usually with us live. Hi, sweetheart, you're on. What's up?
Hi there.
First of all, thank you again for your beautiful gift to the community.
My pleasure. The flow goes in, the flow goes out. Recently, I saw it a little. Sorry about that, the car coming past me. Recently, I sought some support from the community, and there's so much love and support. I definitely got a whole buffet of spiritual food there, and it was a no-brainer. So.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, there were some beautiful people that came forward, you know. And it's great, because when we get in those moments, Kirk's painting was lost, and he had a big show to do, and we all just kind of, you know, held the light. This is a group that we got together in Doylestown together and just kind of held the light and held the vision, and it got there in time, barely, but it got there, didn't it, honey?
It got there. And it's been quite an eventful couple of weeks. It's been just one thing on top of the other, almost all good. And I've got something else. I'm working with a group called Splashes of Hope, and they do murals in healing centers and children's treatment centers, VA places. It's bringing healing through art and helping people recover. And
isn't that beautiful that you can take the two sides of you and put it together?
Yeah. They've asked me to do a special project. I'm working with some youth offenders at a not-so-local jail and helping them and guiding them to paint a very large mural, almost 100 feet long. And it's got some very special parameters, and also it's been quite the challenge. There's alternately great support for the idea and also skepticism for the idea. So the decompression afterwards has been something I've paid careful attention to. And I got the sense that there might be a message waiting for me along those lines.
Well, I think you pretty much just described the world. A lot of support in one side, a lot of skepticism in the other side. And that's the duality of the world, Kirk, that we've been living in for so long. And you know, whichever you hold the focus on, then that's what increases and expands. So let's see what the message the channel has. Sheets, book, give me a song, honey.
I gotta be me.
Yeah. So basically, again, we're our highest dancer. We have to proceed in our knowing. We have to proceed in what we know is true. We have to hold our heart aligned straight, strong, and through the ID point around what we know. Because the world has a lot of people that don't know, and they hold their focus on that. So as I was walking up, you know, we're in a casino for this science fiction convention, and I was hearing Mary Chapin Carpenter's song, I Feel Lucky, and the pendulum in my head went to a no. And I stopped in the middle of the lobby, and I went, what do you mean? I do feel lucky. And the pendulum went to no. And when I got up to the room, I went, well, I've got to get to the bottom of this before the show. And it ties right into what you're talking about. So they haven't called me back yet to do a show on, I know I'm going back, but they haven't called me back yet for Grimm or The Whispers. And so I'm allowing that to put me in doubt before I even realized I was in doubt, right? And the last two times I played the slot machine, I won. And so I played a little last night, and I didn't win. And that's all it takes for your horror line to go, oh, frick, maybe I'm not lucky anymore. So what Kirk is bringing up for the whole community is, you know, you have to hold your own creation. You are the highest answer. You keep yourself focused on what you know, and don't let what's going on in the outside world affect what you keep your focus on. Kirk, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And they're saying again to me, they think you should have somebody film this.
It is being filmed.
Okay. Because that was a very clear message I got. I don't know what it's going to be used for. It may just be used so that you can show somebody else and they're going to want to do it there, or it gets on television or on YouTube. I don't know, but you're supposed to film it, Kirk. So
it's being coordinated in conjunction with the show Lockup being shot there. It's a documentary series on MSNBC, and it follows people in jail and such like that. So it follows.
Okay. Is there a way? Do you have a friend that can just videotape it for you too?
Not at this point. Cameras are totally restricted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that must be. There's. Just know that the filming of this is leading to something. They just want you to hold that in your consciousness. Not
okay, I feel that.
Not in an expectation of how, but the filming of this is going to lead you to something.
I definitely feel that.
Okay. All right. I'm not getting anything else, Kurt. Is that everything you wanted to ask?
Just wanted to share three very quick points. I got a new used car. I thought there was an interesting metaphor, and that the car is a pathfinder, and the tires I selected are called destination.
That's awesome.
That date you sent me is good, and I'll communicate with you about that later.
Oh, also, awesome.
I heard you're going to Toy Fair. I have attended Toy Fair for over 10 years. And if you would like any input, I have counseled many people on the layouts of their booths to enhance business.
Oh, my God. I so would. I will contact you about that. Thank you, Kirk.
Okay.
Yeah, will
and,
do. Absolutely.
Just an additional thank you and acknowledgement for your recommendation of the book by Edwin Gaines, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. It's been
it's
wonderful,
awesome.
And I've been spreading it out further. And
great.
Love the whole community. Thanks, everybody. Everybody
thank
have a great
you, sweetheart.
Day.
Thank you. You're a beautiful soul, and thank you for your gift again. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm doing good here. I just had a question about my bankruptcy, actually.
About your what?
I had a question about my bankruptcy that I'm doing.
Okay, so my pendulum went to no. So there has to be something. It's about the commitment to it. And there's, they want you to get in alignment, this embarrassment. There's some kind of family embarrassment. Okay, and now we're going, good God, this is coming in fast. Hold on. We're going to a core belief that was kind of put in this page here. Hold on. So many pages in these pages now. So many pages in our pages, guys. The sheet. Yeah. Okay, I have to struggle to conquer. And they want to add to be free. I have to struggle to conquer to be free. And this bankruptcy is going to allow you a lot of freedom. And a lot of freedom will allow you more creation. So, again, many people outside might have negative reactions or something negative to say about it, or, oh, my God, you had to file bankruptcy. They don't want you to even play around in that world, Susan. This is a good, positive thing for you. This is going to empower you to start anew. And they're giving me Kirk's Pathfinder again, okay? Something else is coming in. Hold on, sheet. But give me a song, please. Susan, give me a song.
Yeah. All I'm getting is the only words I'm getting is fill me up.
Okay, you fill me up when I am. Okay. What's his name song? You fill me up. Okay, so is that where we're going? All right. So, okay. They're going, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Even bankruptcy is a part of God working. So allow yourself to know that through your direction, this is working for your highest good, if you hold that intention, Susan.
Okay,
so
I have a...
Does that answer your question? Because we didn't even hear. You just said it was about the bankruptcy.
Well, one of the questions I had is because there was one lawyer that I have that was, you know, he was very clear and concise and told me, you know, when to file it, and he gave me some instruction as to what to do first and what to answer to when you know, creditors calls and to, you know, just to tell them to, you know, speak to him, and then how much it would cost. And I've saved that much money up, so I've got it, and I can file next month, and he would, you know, do all the work for me. And it cost a certain amount, and I've saved that amount up. And then my other thing was I was thinking maybe I could, you know, do it because I'm low income for free, and I've had a lot of, you know, I've found somebody who said maybe we might be able to help you, and it's been a real – that's been the struggle right there. So I was thinking,
this has something to do with flow. And it has something to do with wanting something for nothing. So
what I'm getting is to go just with him.
Look, hold on. Let's keep an open mind of all possibilities here. Give me a movie.
Harold and Maude.
Harold and Maude. I want to be in your head, dude. Okay, Harold and Maude Well, I mean, I've seen it. I know it's about death. It's kind of a maudlin movie, but it's also about young energy and old energy taking care of each other. They're going to young energy and old energy, enabling each other, are the words that they like. They want you, basically, what's coming through, and I'm not a lawyer. What I'm hearing energetically is, those are the highest words, do it the right way. And hold on, Susan. There's a piece. Just everybody hang on here with me, because let's all claim we want the highest answer. There, here it comes. Now I'm going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. Okay. That you are the power that makes the choice to stay in love and joy around this. So they want to ask you, where do you feel more love and joy? Having the lawyer do it, or you trying to do it yourself?
Well, having the lawyer do it. The other way would be finding a lawyer through an organization that would find another lawyer, but I don't know what kind of lawyer they'd find. They'd find a lawyer, but it would be more struggle for them to find a lawyer.
You've answered your question.
Yeah, so this way it would be, it would just be, simpler.
Well, and simpler means more love and joy. And that's the question they want us all to ask right now. Where do I feel more love and joy? Let me hold my focus and my decisions toward that. Now, they're also saying, make sure you go over in writing that for this amount, you will do this and this and this and this and this, and you will take care of the whole thing for me.
He hasn't done it in writing, but he's already said that everything would be taken care of.
You must get everything in writing if it's a legal thing that you're doing. Guys, that's just good business. I don't care if it's between two friends or people you don't know. Okay? That's the deal. You get in writing. Okay, there's nothing else, baby.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Jeannie, what do you think about all this health stuff? Because you started it.
I've cleared it.
Well, I get a no. That's not the right word, and that's not the right question. They just want to stop us. Because you have said the words and you have balanced it.
Right.
And they want you to practice now, all of us. They want all of us to practice holding ourselves in the frequency of joy and love all the time.
Which is exactly what I have done.
Okay.
And
how did the callback go?
Pardon?
How did the callback go?
I was told I got it. And as I emailed you, the next day I was released. I mean, the director told me what he wanted me to bring and that I got it. He'd see me on Tuesday. And they chose, and I can well understand this was not my fault. This was the choice of the entire group. Because the lead in this is 15 years old and she looks like 12. She's petite. They chose my friend Luna, who is 18 years older than I, and a petite little Latina as the grandmother.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And they want you, is there anything to claim? No. Anything to do around it? They just want you to keep doing exactly what we got to.
Right. Plus the fact. Plus the fact. And this is why people have to follow their intuition, their guidance, whatever you want to call it. Follow the energy of from source that comes to you. This is a young director. I read him immediately. I got that he is going places. So he likes me. That means when he has something that I am definitively right for, and the lead isn't looking like 12 years old, he'll call me.
Right. And so what you're calling in are all the people who are right now in this moment in alignment with what you just said.
Right.
You get me. I'm right for your project. You hire me. It's completed.
That is
correct. We are calling in all those people right now.
No question about it. And
okay.
As far as ISIL is concerned, 2 hours ago, I wrote similarly what you have stated at the beginning.
Yeah, it's so important, guys, for us to do the work that we know is the truth right now around all of this, to help hold the balance of this. Well, you know, the highest word they're giving me is sadness. Everybody thinks it's anger, but the anger comes out of this huge grief that mankind is still doing this to each other. So we are to hold the joy and the love and do the work that we know to do. Thank you, Miss Jeannie. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss D, and I hope I can do your seminar because the next day is Rosh Hashanah.
Well, that is why we decided not to do it on that Wednesday. So
I know, but I got to be up early, so we'll. I'll do it. I love you. Bye.
Do it for me.
I'm Jewish. What do you want out of me?
Or do it and listen to it after Rosh Hashanah.
I have to be a part of it, Dee. Goodbye.
Okay, well, they are okay. Goodbye. Yes, at least she claims she's Jewish, you know. That's good for you. All right, we're going to Renee in Tennessee. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call. Everything that you've talked with the other people that were on the line definitely has resonated with me. I was in a job that I did not like, and so I went against my logical side of my brain and just quit a job. I manifested an incredible creative project to work with someone that I never would have met had I not quit the job that I was in, but now I'm having a hard time trying to manifest a job that will create some money to pay for bills and things. I'm trying to get back into manifestation, and I fell out of the group or something. I'm not really sure.
Well, first of all, it's about flow. It's about resigive, which is what the webinar is about. But they also want to ask you, why can't you make money at the thing that you manifested that you're so joyful about?
Well, I can, but it probably won't yield till a few months down the road after we've completed the project.
Oh, so you're expecting the money, you're expecting the flow from this, but you're not expecting the flow from this now.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Uh-huh.
I guess not.
So that, not your job. You look, guys. We all want the flow now and consistently. And that means there's always energy of ours going out. There's always beautiful energy coming in, serving us. And it doesn't necessarily have to be connected with what we're doing. That's they want to be very clear about that. If I'm putting out, want money flow to come in for my daughter's wedding, I have to be open to it coming in every which way it wants to come in. in all possibilities of it, which means I can win it too. I don't necessarily have to work for it. Somebody can give it to me. Somebody can donate something, you know. So they want you to open up yourself to the possibility that you can make money right now.
Okay.
With this thing that gives you joy. And
okay.
Then it can come in through another job also.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. There's something else coming in. Give me a movie, please.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Okay. Again, you see, he could not see, he could not stand back and see how wonderful he was and how many lives he had touched, which made him then be able to live in the joy about himself, which brought him back into his own creation. That's what that whole movie is about. So they want you to start looking at yourself, Renee, and going, look how joyful I am. Look how many people I'm touching with this right now. I'm living in pretend with this right now. I'm calling in the recipe right now. And then ask, how much joy are you putting out into the world? Because when you put joy out into the world, it comes back to you financially.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
You bet. Thank you. Because
thank
that
you.
Made it really clear for me and a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Sue in the UK. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, if I just ask you, what do you pick up around me? Can you pick something up?
Well, I can, yeah, I can do that. Not usually the way I work, but I can tell you what's blocking your flow because that's where they want to go today.
Okay.
But give me a song.
A song. Hey Jude.
Okay, take a sad song and make it better. That's what's stopping your flow. Again, the message is very clear to all of us. Get out of your sadness, get into your joy. So what are you using in your life that's keeping you sad, Sue?
What am I using in my life that's keeping me
yeah.
sad? I'm not using
like
any...
your childhood.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they want you to go to your childhood.
What's wrong with my childhood?
Well, I don't know, darling. You asked me to take you somewhere, and that's where they took you.
Well, I think
so,
what I'm mainly looking for, is there anything coming up in the next little while, anything positive?
Well, and what they're telling you is if you get back more into your joy, the answer is yes. If you don't, the answer is no. You see, you guys are still holding this incorrect idea that things are planned out for you and that there is a plan. And what they clearly want you to know again is you are the creator of you. So if you don't have a plan and you don't add joy to that plan, and you don't keep focused on that joyful plan, how or who do you think is going to deliver that plan to you, Sue? So for you to say, is something fabulous going to happen to me? The answer is, yeah, if you create it. So what do you want to create, honey? See, it's so important for you to know that.
No, I'm very much the creator of my own life. However, sometimes we're not aware and we're not in control of outside circumstances. So this is what I'm talking about. So
well,
that's
yes,
what I was
but darling, that is exactly what they want to address, Sue, is you may not be in control of ISIS, or ISIL, however they're saying it these days. We may not be in control of that, but we are very much in control of how we create our responses and hold our frequencies to it. So
that's not a problem for me. I'm quite content with that. I've created everything in my life. So, there's still things that we sometimes do not know that are around the corner. So that's what I was asking. We do not control everything that goes on externally to us. We only control ourselves and how we react.
And that controls ultimately everything that goes on around you. And that's the part they want you to get, that your reaction to whatever is coming up will create what you want if you hold the joy and the love around whatever happens. That's why I told you the story at the beginning of the show of me walking through the casino and hearing "I feel lucky" and getting a no on it. So it's my job to always hold myself in the joy and love of feeling lucky, because I create the luck myself. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, guys, I want you to understand there's no magic lamp to rub. You're it. You are it. And there's no God sitting out there going, we're going to send this down, we're going to send, today you're blessed, today you're not. That ain't the way it happens. You are the director of the energy. If you go in and out of the direction of that energy, then the energy gets directed, and then it gets redirected or not directed, as the case may be. Okay, we're going to Vicki in Tennessee. Hi, baby cake.
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
Oh, well, I have been having some things come up with money, and I'd love to talk with you about it. Actually, I watched your I Am Money last night, and that helped me feel a lot better, and I shifted my energy.
Yes, you did. I'm getting a yes.
I did.
That.
It was amazing. I mean, I love how spicy you were on that one, too.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful webinar, I Am Money.
It's very powerful. Yeah. So do you want to know a little bit of the backstory or not?
I just want your question.
Okay. The question is, how can I attract and have a consistent flow in my business with clientele and money and all of that, because I just really love what I do. And this last week I had a client say yes, and I said no.
Vicki, where is the joy falling out?
The joy, that's a really good question. I think the joy is falling out in, the word waiting has come into mind, like waiting for the client to make the move.
Okay, well,
like,
don't wait for the clients. Create the clients.
Yeah. Well, I created a client.
I can't wait for the webinar. I got to create the webinar.
Right.
Well, creating clients, guys, is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
You start calling in everybody who joyfully resonates with everything that you do. And you have to start joyfully resonating with everything you do instead of going, why don't people want what I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we get ourselves back into alignment, then that gives us the impetus and the energy to come up with ideas about expanding what we want to do. So they're saying, well, they actually gave me the number 5. There's 5 more things you can be doing to advertise and get yourself out there to get people excited and aware of what you do. But you're not doing them because you've fallen out of joy because the clients aren't there.
Yeah.
Hold on, there's something else now. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, D5. I accept that I am the creation of all creation. You see, you're not really accepting that about creating clients. You're going, I create what I do, and I create what I teach, and I create the healing that I offer, but I don't create the clients that want it. Well, you sure as hell do.
I do.
Yes,
I tried to the client and then she changed her mind. And I think I'm like, I know I created that, and I'm just like, why did I create that? It's like,
oh, no, no. Then you go like I did with the series. You go, wow, I'm getting really close. I created my client wanting it, and then it dropped out. So, okay, what I want now is, wow. Okay, and they're giving me the number 5 again. 5 clients that complete their commitment to me, wow. How does that feel? 5 new clients with
it's
a
so
completed...
cool. That's my goal for the month. Actually, that's
okay.
Number 5 came through. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but you see, when you don't win at the slot machines, then you start expecting not to win.
Yeah.
Instead of going, I don't give a fuck if I win. I'm just going to go in and have fun playing.
Right.
Okay? Then you got to get yourself back to that place. Go play pretend. You know, get into your joy about being with these 5 new clients, about sharing all of this amazing work, just like you did with Edwin Gaines, they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I love my clients like Edwin Gaines, you know? It's like people, like, get it, you know? It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I feel that feeling of that kind of work, yeah.
Yeah, you did get it, and then you just forgot it a little bit because we're human guys, and we go into reaction about the world, which is, you know, what Renee was talking about, or Sue from the UK. You go into reaction about the world, and then you fall into sadness or grief or oh my God, is it going to happen? And we've got to bring the joy of the creation back into all elements. That's what my e-blast was about. Even the business part has to be joyful, Vicki.
Oh, yeah. You know,
okay.
I just want to share something I learned this week from this experience is that, like, when this happened, I felt my heart viscerally close. And I was like, oh, I got to keep my heart open. So I decided to do something really fun yesterday. And it, you know, I went out in nature and had it, you know, went paddle boarding and all this. And it was like, it helped me so much, you know, open my heart and move back into that joyful space. And then I watched her webinar and felt so much better.
Good. See, so what she's saying, everybody, is she went in the toilet and she consciously decided to crawl out. I'm going to do whatever I have to do not to feel this way, because feeling this way is not going to give me what I want. So yippee for you.
Woo-hoo.
And now just. Do you understand creating clients is the same feeling as paddleboarding?
Yes.
You connect
it
those
is.
Two.
That bliss.
Mm-hmm. And the clients will be there. And then they're just saying you need to become more visible so that more people can find
too.
You.
Yeah.
They're looking for you. They can't find you.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I understand.
All right.
Yeah. I'm doing it. Okay.
All right,
thanks,
love you.
Love you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, Anya, what's up?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, we'll make it fast. I have 2 different things that are going on right now. I'm in the process of creating income for myself, and one of the ways is going to be getting a roommate, and the other I've started taking a hospitality course just to have something to kind of beef out the resume and learn some new things that will give me more opportunities.
Good.
Is there anything that you're seeing about either one of those or that the channel has to offer? There was a chance for a job at a new little hotel downtown, and the opportunity for me now will not be happening there until the beginning of November. Do I just, you know, blaze on ahead and find something else, or does that feel like that's a real possibility?
Yes.
To just kind of hang in there?
Guys, flow doesn't happen if you wait.
Okay.
Flow stops as soon as you wait. So you keep creating. The first piece of information is, do you know you have the job in November?
No. No, that's
okay.
One of the reasons I'm taking this course.
Well,
it's more attractive to them.
Well, they want you to know that.
Okay.
They want you to know that you joyfully have the job in November, so keep creating joy around working anywhere right now.
Okay.
The second thing is, remember that you are in power and control of bringing in and attracting a roommate that is harmonious and joyful for your energy, that
yes.
is a good match, that
yes.
Will enhance them and you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So do not do that out of, oh, my God, I need to do this to have some money coming in.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
that doesn't give you powerful creation.
Yeah.
And then there's a third thing, sheet. But give me a song, please.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Okay, be in gratitude.
Okay.
Be in gratitude about absolutely everything. Be in gratitude that you know this work. Be in gratitude that you know how to create all this. Live in gratitude all the time. Live in gratitude. Thank you, God, for this job in November. Thank
yeah.
you for this awesome roommate I'm creating. Okay?
Okay.
That's the whole complete picture for you, Anya.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
Okay. You bet. Wow. What a good show, guys. I was going as fast as I could. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody again. Please join me. You can see already the information coming in about flow. We're all dealing with flow, or we're all dealing with the consistency of flow. Please only email me if you really need help with signing up for the next webinar. We will, for the first people that respond with an email, Kirk will generously give you $10 to complete your $20 for the upcoming webinar on flow, which is a great example of flow itself. The Body, Soul, and Alignment special will end at the end of September. Just please keep consciously claiming for yourself. And I know this sounds funny, but these are the words they give me. I am the virus of joy within the hard drive of me. I am the frequency of 370, which is the frequency of all possibilities, and I direct my brain to function at 20% capacity right now. And so it is. I am joy. I am love. We're claiming I am divine love, invoking the violet flame and the golden light. Make sure you do that. And not just listen to my words. And so it is. Until we meet again, guys, know how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and the power that this community is having in the betterment of this world. Go out and be joyous and be powerful.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.